Speaking today with Jeremy Kopp, who's the president of Local 415, which represents full-time fire staff in the village of Weston. Jeremy, you say that the village did not post proper meetings for these decisions on the dissolution of the fire department and the creation of the safer district.
Well, I don't have any of the open records from Rib Mountain yet, but we believe that meetings in Weston were held in violation of the state's Wisconsin open meetings law.
What are you hoping that this complaint will accomplish at this point?
Number one, to make the public aware, and make people aware of what's going on, and hopefully have them step back and take in the public's input as well as the firefighters' input, and do things that that will definitely improve public safety.
Local 415 contends that there was a violation of open meetings laws in this case. Is there something else that you, as the union president, are trying to bring focus to in the public eye?
Well, right now it's just that. We want to. The outcome of this will go where it can go. But I mean, that's kind of the underlying issue here, is making sure that we're doing what's right for public safety, and this is the first step for us to do that, and that's to find out what was in these hidden meetings and what took place, and if there is some data that proves that there will be money saved and it is in the best interest of public safety.
We actually didn't get your press release. We had picked this up from the Daily Herald. So when is the meeting tomorrow morning?
It's at 9 o'clock, and I apologize for that. I did get a couple bounce back emails, so I might have entered the wrong email for you. I know I sent it to you, but some of them came back, and I was going to work on that tonight.
Anything I've missed? Anything you'd like to add?
No, it's at 9 o'clock tomorrow on the east entranceway of Marathon County Courthouse. And I'll just do a press conference and talk about what this is all about and go from there.